We are in Siman Pei Dalet, the end of the Ramah of Halacha Hei. So the beginning of the Shulchan Aruch have been talking about, and also the Ramah we're talking about, that a person found flour that had bugs in it. Okay, that's what they have been talking about, and we talked about last time what would be us about if the bugs were in the flour. Why should bugs and flour be us? That's what we talked about. But they're us. Okay. Now the Ramah says, for us, the Ramah says, now that you have this flour that has bugs in it, you're not allowed to sell it to a guy. Shem yachsevim kurenu l'Yisrael. Maybe the guy will go and sell it to another yid. You happen to have noticed that there were bugs in it. The other yid's not going to have any reason to think that his flour has any bugs in it. He's going to buy it and go to use it. So by you taking it and selling it to a guy, you have 1,000 pounds of flour now. What do you do with this stuff? So you say, I'll sell it to a guy. If you sell it to the guy, he might sell that out to a yid, and the yid won't have any reason to suspect there are bugs in it. And the meal, you're being machshel, or you're putting up a takala that yid might
end up. There's no fit to check the flour.
Because, of course, assuming that this is right, there's no reason to check flour. We'll maybe get to that in a second. But yes, he's assuming the yid would not check it. He has no reason to check it. If you happen to have noticed the batches, remember, until we get to halacha ches, we're only talking about things that we know have bugs in them. Only halacha ches is when we start being chayshish for bugs. Okay, until halacha ches means things that we know that the bug is there. So you open the bag, there's bugs all over the place. So you're not going to eat it. You want to sell it to the guy. Seems like the best thing to do with it. So he says, no, you're not allowed to do that because you're chayshish that you might... that he might sell it to a yid, and that it will be a takala for the yid.
You have the same thing.
We're getting to that. Very good, Yehudi.
Why is it takala?
Because the yid is going to eat.
He's not doing bechas because that's hetzer, right?
So
what's the idea?
Okay, so it's a very good question. I didn't think of that question. So David says this. He says, what's the problem? The yid who's eating it is allowed to do it. Because he's not mechuyin to, because flour in that place is not infested. He's not mechuyin to. Okay, so is he doing this or is he not doing this? He's not doing anything Yisr b'kavana, but he's doing a shleim.
He's eating b'chaskan hever, right? I go buy flour, mutzah do it. I don't have to check it, right? So anytime good, right? Anytime I buy flour, I don't have to check it, right?
But now that
I happen to know.
But is he eating bugs? Now
this has bugs.
He's eating bugs or he's not eating bugs?
So he's eating bugs, but anytime it's b'chaskan, I'm not mechuyin to check it. I happen to have bugs. Am I ever
anything?
Yeah. Shaykh? If a bechetka is allowed to eat it, right? Anytime you eat eggs, many times you eat eggs from trefus, for sure.
That's true.
Right? Will you ever anything?
No, it's a good question. Okay, it's a good question.
There's a lot of them. You know what I tell the guys in a few places in China.
I know that.
In every single one of those places, you got to say he's going to eat the check.
Okay, right. So I'm answering a question. It's a question.
It's a good question.
What happens if you have the same food? Two people. One person has good eyesight, and the other one doesn't have good eyesight. So one can't see the bugs, and one could see.
Right. So the one and one has you mean one is average, and the other one has less than average or over average.
That's not good.
The other one has less than or over.
So one has average, and one has over average.
Over average, and therefore what? So the guy sees over average. So we'll see.
Bugs.
So we'll see when we get to it. Then. Don't worry about it. Over average. The guy who's over average doesn't make a difference. We'll get to him.
That's a tint to my life. That's a shy. The tint to my life is kind of things.
It's a good question. Okay,
Chassidus.
It's a good. I'll have to think about that. I know when people talked about that. Okay, I'll think about that. It's a very good question. I'm not sure. Okay, so like Yossi said, which is where I was headed, was that this din, this is our more here in Halachas Talaim. It comes from at least one of them occurs as a Gemara in Masechta Pesachim, that if you have a boat full of wheat that sank, okay, it dunked into the water, so those wheat kernels became chametz. So the din is, you're not allowed to sell, the Gemara says, you're not allowed to sell the wheat to a guy, because a yid who will buy them, unsuspecting, will use them on Pesach. Okay, he'll buy the wheat kernels. Wheat kernels are assumed to not, at least in those days, wheat kernels are not assumed to be chametz. He'll buy the wheat kernels and make matzah out of it, and make
does
whatever
he wants. Does it make a difference what time of the year it was, or does it make a difference?
What's the difference?
Is it, let's say it was after Pesach. Let's say it happened.
I mean, he's going to use it up by next Pesach.
Yeah, is it time, does it not make a shulik?
No, the Gemara doesn't say. I don't, wheat kernels are not like that. Wheat kernels last for.
No Jew's
going to
buy him, right? Is that such a thing?
We'll get to that also. Okay, so if such a thing comes from a Gemara, there might be other items. The Gemara talks about Klaim also. The Gemara says he can't sell it to a guy because the guy might resell it to a yid, and therefore there's a chashash of a takala to the yid who's going to buy. Okay, so now in order to just understand when we do and don't see this chashash takala, okay, we're not going to physically go, but we're going to have to look in Hilchos Treifos. Okay, that's where the shaila really is in Hilchos Treifos. Okay. The Mechaber says, if you have an animal that's a Safek Jerusa, Okay, it's not important to us what that is, but it's a kind of a suffix trefer. Okay, you have an animal that's a suffix trefer. When it's alive, you already know that there's a suffix about it being a trefer. Usually you don't find out until it's dead. Here you know when it's alive that it might be a trefer. So what's the din? You're not allowed to sell to a guy because he might resell to you. Okay, another example of this din. The Rama says on that two things. Okay, the first thing he says is, if the animal, the thing that's wrong with it is obvious to anybody who looks at it, anybody who looks at this animal will see that it's a suffix juicer, then it's okay to sell to the guy. Why? Because the yid who buys it is going to also notice that thing. Okay, anybody who's going to shaft an animal knows to look for these things. So if it's obvious, when you look at the thing, it's obvious that there's a that it's a suffix juicer, it's okay to sell to the guy. Now, I'm going to just distract you for a few minutes to something else. Okay, there's a din in Kuf Yud Zayin, in a few simonim, that says all the different situations in Sim Kuf Yud Zayin is that the situations when you are and are not allowed to sell things that are asur ba'achila. Of course, something that's asur ba'achila, you can't sell. But there's a special din Rabbanan probably, an isur shchoira, you're not allowed to do business with things that are asur ba'achila. Not that asur ba'achila. Meaning, if you want to open up a supermarket that sells chazer, you're not allowed to. Okay, not because it's asur ba'achila. Chazer is not asur ba'achila, but you're not, there's an isur shchoira with machol sasurus. Okay, now, in the case that the Rambam mentioned, of the person who has the suffix juicer, that doesn't apply, because one of the exceptions in that isur shchoira is if it happens to come to you that you happen to have ended up with the tray food that you're allowed to. Anybody who owns a shlachtos does that. You shecht an animal, the animal comes out to be a nevela, it ends up being a trefa, you're allowed to sell that. There's no isur shchoira in that food because it just happened to have come to you that you're allowed to sell. The only isur shchoira is when you do business in it. You open up a supermarket and the supermarket sells trafe. That you're not allowed to do. But if you happen to get one, like in the case in Nun Zayin, in the Shulchan Aruch, they have a suffix juice, so you had an animal, a guy, a suffix that became a trafe, so you're allowed to sell.
Hindquarters got to get enough.
Hindquarters, okay, so the hindquarters, good question. Okay, probably the same thing.
No, that's not the
same thing.
Quarters, what
the? That's
okay, that's another reason. Okay, we're going to get to. Okay, Rega. Okay, so now what Mordegay does is, what happens if I own a fruit store? Okay, back to Hechos Tolan. I own a fruit store. Mm-hmm. And I buy vegetables, and they have bugs inside of them. I know they have bugs inside of them. Okay, well, I know that they are possibly have bugs inside of them. Is there an Isser Schoira? I'm not talking yet about the Isser Takala. Takala we'll get to in a second. Is there an Isser Schoira to sell those vegetables? These are not, they didn't come to me. When I bought the vegetables, they were there. That's my business. I sell, let's say, broccoli.
Broccoli. You buy them by law. You buy the fruit, you get the broccoli.
So, okay, good question. So I'm doing, my business is to sell, fresh raspberries. They have bugs inside of them. So if I buy them, I'm buying. What? No, I'm not talking about the takal. I'm not talking about that. I might cause someone to eat trafe. There's an issue to sell trade, even to goyim now. You're not allowed to do business in it. So I'm going to get to takol in a second. But is there shchoira to sell those vegetables?
You're selling some delicious bugs.
So is that an issue or is it not? Okay, it's a machlokes apoiskim. Okay, machlokes apoiskim, how you should look at this case.
Protein.
Machlokes is right here in our siman. Okay, the prechadish says it's mutter. He says, let's think for a second. The fact, when somebody buys that vegetable from you, does he pay a different price if it has bugs in it? Does he pay more because it has bugs in it? He says, of course not. You don't pay more for the... Yankee says, I knew you'd say that. He said, he doesn't pay more for it. So he says, that shows you that you're not doing the business in the bug. You're selling raspberries. The bugs that are there are not part of the sale. The sale is just on the fruit. The bug is not part of the sale. So you're not doing schoira. The issue is to do schoira with my chalas. I'm not doing schoira. I'm just doing... What am I selling? I'm selling fruits. The bugs are like... They come for free. You get them. So I'm not doing schoira. That's what the Pichadu says. Prima Gaudim also not saying that. He says, what are you talking about? He says, what's the reason why there's an Isser Schoira? Why did Chazal make up such an Isser to sell trey food? Where did they come up with that? So the chat is, because Chazal were concerned that if you always do business with trey foods, it's your regular part of your business, you might lose yourself and eat one of them. Okay? And you might pick up some of the food that you're selling, which is usher to eat. Since you're always trading this thing, you might end up eating it. He says, so, it doesn't make a difference if the sale is on the bug per se or is on the carrot. The point is, the food that you, if you would eat this thing, you might be over an isser. And the mela, he says, so the Prima says, of course it's an isser schoira to sell. To sell vegetables that have bugs in them.
Now, don't use the words why chazal aser.
Yeah. It's a question. Okay? He's assumed that it's a drabon. So that's what Prima says. It's only us because you might eat it.
Retail level is... Or are you saying on a
whole... No, anything. The person can talk about that. Even if it's packaged and canned and like that, then you can't physically eat it. It's also anyhow. Okay, it's also anyhow, even if you can't actually get to the food. But the point is, because you might choose to eat the food. He says, so MK, it applies even if the food, even if you're not technically selling the bug, but you're selling the lettuce, and the lettuce has a bug in it, you might eat it. So, now, you should know. The Prima Gugan ends off. He says, Lamaisa is the minig, is not like I'm saying. He says, the minig is that people do not consider an Issus Chayr, and they say it to be Chayr. He says, but I can't figure out why. He says, I don't understand why it's a reason.
So,
it has nothing to do with that. Again, we're not talking about the chashash takala. We're talking about the isur schora.
Right now,
if you have a piece of chazer, you're not allowed to sell it. It's not a matter because I might sell to a yid.
So I shouldn't be able to do a business with behemoth, live behemoth.
Because?
So
it's a
sleep now.
You need a live behemoth. Okay, so the chalkos binyamin, kofi zayin says, He gives two answers. He means two answers.
It's not part of it. It's different behemoth. If you own a behemoth, you know you're going to have to shut them before you eat it, right?
Yeah, no, it's just schorer. He's saying is that the way the Prima Gugan said the issue is because you might come to eat it.
This food is most of you have to clean it.
That's what you do with it. Just like the animal you shecht it before you eat it, the vegetable you wash it before you eat it also.
Yeah.
I don't think it's the same. Could a person pick up a carrot and eat it? Of course he can eat it. Just like he can eat a piece of chazer. He could pick it up and eat it. But the behemoth, you can't eat it. We could take a bite out of the live animal.
Okay,
you
can do that. That's not true. I can't deal with pigs.
Okay.
That's a different
now, I've got to kill it before I eat it.
That's a difference. That's a difference. That's the difference with the behemoth and the chashmonai.
Chalkos Binyamin has two tzitzim. I don't remember. I think it's because it's not considered food.
In your choice.
That's not considered food.
Yeah,
okay.
I'm talking about in America.
No, it's everywhere.
Okay. Chalkos Binyamin in Kufyat Zion.
I hear your point about that.
In Kufyat Zion. Brings two answers to the question. One is, I think, his own. One is his own based on the dig in the pre-chadash. He wants to say that's what the pre-chadash meant. And one is he brings from other people. The first answer is, he said, is the isser that we say don't have, there's an isser schoira because you might eat it, is only when the food is irrevocably usher. It's a food that there's no hope for it. It's a food that, no matter what, a nevela can't be made kosher. Can't make it kosher. He says, but if you have a food that has a way to be made kosher, it's just a matter of right now you can't eat it, like something that has bugs in it. Okay. Then the issue doesn't apply. He wants to be back then, the pre-chadash.
About something that's yeah, should really, like, you know.
That what?
Get the bugs out, you know.
So then you might be right. Okay, so maybe you wouldn't be allowed to sell that. That's a good point. It's a good question. In certain food, maybe. That's a good point. Now, he brings another example, which is salty meat. I don't get that example. Maybe I just don't understand it well enough. He's talking about he says salty meat is another example of it, and it is a very good illustration. Which
salty
is
meat?
Meat that is not yet salted. So he says that's an example of a food that's not the etzem usher, it's usher temporarily. There's a way to fix it. I didn't get it because
usher says mutter too.
Right, that's what I didn't get is that really it's really mutter teed right now.
Usher says
you don't have to take the salt out. You don't have to take the blood out. It's only usher if it was pure. Okay, so yeah, but it was a good example. It's a good example of a food.
The only way to make it is
so you can borrow it.
But you could eat.
You have to let the customer.
Well, you just so can go ahead and eat
okay.
it raw.
And his other terrors is.
Yeah, can't lose the kibbutz. That's not.
He's another answer.
Yeah,
right. Right.
Not sure. I'm sorry, we're going to come and eat it.
That might
raw. Yeah, I'm going to eat it all.
Okay. The last. His other answer is that Kenzine that this is considered this dominantly other. Okay, he brings some people who say it's considered that even though your business is buying and selling broccoli, every bug that's in there is like it came there by mistake, like you unexpectedly it came into there. Okay, you could look at every one of them as like that. It's like it's like finding a nevela when you shut down. Just a nevela, if it's in this dominant other, it happens to be you're allowed to do this. There's no issus chayr. Maybe over here it's not issus chayr because it's like it happened. Kind of that, just like I'm not sure how clear that is because I mean.
It was never before.
It's part of the business. It's when you buy a case of lettuce, it comes in bug. It's part of the business. It's not like
I don't want it there.
Right, okay, so
there's probably a certain percentage that's clean.
Right, okay, so that's what the Nizam is. Okay, now, Kenzine, that all this thing that I'm telling you about this is her, Kenzine's not going to get to us. Why? Because let's say you'll say, like Prim Goblin, who wants to admit that there isn't issus chayr to sell vegetables that have bugs in them. It says, the issus chayr. One of the exceptions is that the issus chayr only applies to things that are asur midraisa. Things that are asur midrabanan, there's no issus chayr on them. Okay. So, that's why one of our friends, a firm person, sells treif cheese. He's not sell chafed cheese because chafed cheese is only asim d'rabban. So there's no issachar on yishun d'rabban. It's only on yishun d'rabban.
So why am I pass out when I can't give it to another guy? Because we're afraid.
Because of takol. We're getting to anything. Because of takol. So he says. So imkain, we could say is, let's say it's us, when we're talking about in our din, you're not allowed to, well, I'm sorry, when we would be talking in a case like ours, we know that there's a bug inside it, it's us, awesome, midrash to eat the food. But most, a person who owns a fruit store, most of the things that he's selling are only us midrabanan. They have a meal, I'm not saying midrabanan, you have to check it before you eat it. So that person, it's only the bug per se is asr midraisa. But the schara that I'm doing is in a food that's only asr midrabanan. What would happen if I ate it? I'd even asr midrabanan. I'm not having checked it. A thing that's only asr to eat midrabanan, it's only asr to bite into that lettuce midrabanan. So maybe we'll say there's no fish. There's no.
But so if you know there are bugs,
so if you would, I'm not talking about, you know, I'm talking about if you want to open a fruit store, can this, is there an issue? According to Prima Gomez, he can't open, it would sound like he can't open a fruit store. So I'm thinking, no, he didn't mean that. He meant is, when you have a food that you know has bugs in it, then that's where the machlokes is. But if you just have a head of lettuce, but it's going to mean is, that now if you want to open the fruit store, the David Cohen fruit store, you have to become a big expert. Foods that are infested meat or matzoi, that you can sell. Foods that are muhsik, you wouldn't be allowed to sell.
Like broccoli.
Okay. I don't, broccoli's not muhsik. Let's say you have things that are muhsik. Let's say, I'm going to tell you one, you're going to be surprised. Let's say celery. Okay, celery's got loads of bugs in it, but it's just easy to clean. We don't think of it as a problem because it's easy to clean. But is it right now? Is it muhsik bitalan? Right now, does it have? Sure, celery's got bugs. Every head of celery's got bugs in it. They're all full of it. So that's a thing. So here's the guy trying to open a fruit store. He says, broccoli, I can tell. Because that's only me and I'm muhsik. Lettuce, I can tell.
Celery,
I can't sell. Okay, so all of a sudden, this guy's having such a lander. Here he thought he's going to take a simple job. He's going to just be open a fruit store. He's open a fruit store. So it's going to come, if you hold like the Prima Gomez, he's going to have an issue schreira to be doing business and he can't sell celery. It sounds like, so I told you that the Prima Gomez says that this minig is not like that. Because there's arguments and others are arguing. So whatever the thing is. But anyhow, that's the question about issue schreira.
Will just be the same thing if I'm wrong to something is. Let's say I want to go into the poultry business.
Want
I want to sell right? Poultry and I hold injury to low minute. I don't want to be passed injury to low minute. But I'm sure it would be much better if that's good to do it.
Okay, next. Okay, go back to the Ramah. The first thing the Ramah said was that if it's obvious.
That's what he held.
That if it's obvious that the thing is a Suffolk Jew, so you're allowed to sell.
Right.
The second thing Rama says is that if it's a suffix, it's not negated to us in Trafus. If there's the suffix that there is to this animal is a kind that I hold is usher, but other people hold is mutter, then there's no chash takol for that thing. I mean, I hold it's usher. I can't eat this animal because by me, this suffix juice is a suffix that I'm not allowed to eat, but there are other people hold that it's mutter, then I can sell it to a guy. Why can I sell it to the guy? Because I sell it to the guy. So what if I sell it to a yid? What's going to happen? Even if he sells it to the yid, they're those old that's mutter anyhow.
Like raisins.
Okay, I'm not sure what your example is, but I can sell it to other people because what's going to happen? If I sell it to him, if he sells it to a yid, what's going to happen? So I'll sell it to a yid. So for that yid, it might be mutter anyhow. So the Rama says, so it's mutter. Okay, so there's a long shach there. The shach over here brings parts of it. It's in different places that the shach talks about, but there's the long, long shach is over there in Nunzai. And he tries something to say, what is the Rama talking about? What does he mean to say?
I know what he means.
What do you think?
He also offered the rights of the kulos. It's only the Rabbanan.
Okay. Well, you're way ahead of us, okay? Wait, the Shach has a simpler way to say it. His first Havim is much simpler than you. He says, maybe it's a Svek Sveka. Suffolk if he's going to sell it to a yid. Right? I'm selling it to a guy. Suffolk if he's going to sell it to a yid. Even if he sells it to a yid, maybe the din is that it's mutter. Then he says, maybe the other tzedakah, maybe you could do this, he brings other cases, maybe if it's a suffolk drabanan, maybe there's no bishus chayra when it's a suffolk drabanan. There's no chash takol when it's a drabanan. Since it's only a drabanan, maybe he'll sell to a yid, so if the issur is only an issur drabanan, then it should be mutter. In other words, this would be the, so to speak, regular rules we would say. The chash, I'm selling to the guy who might sell to the yid, no, it's only a suffolk will sell to the yid, so it's a suffolk drabanan bakul. That's the Shach declares that maybe these should be things, but he says it's not true. He says, if you go look, and what Yanki mentioned before, we had in Hilchos Pasakum, the din is, if you have Pasakum, mamish, real good old fashioned, not Paspalt, good old fashioned Pasakum, the din is, you're not allowed to sell those loaves of bread to a guy. Because, the Ramah brought there, because he might sell the Mechaber, I think, over there, because he might sell to a Yid. You're not allowed to sell him a whole loaf, because a Yid will think that a loaf of bread is kosher. No, in those days, there was no reason to think it was trade. It was really Pasakum. What's Pasakum? Pasakum was only Hashem Derabonin.
Well, yeah.
It's only Hashem Derabonin.
But it's only Mishum.
No, no. It's a, now we're talking about the Tekol. You might mislead him into eating it.
This guy sells Pasakum.
Wait a second. You might mislead the Yid into eating it. So if I sell, not, they're going to do two Isurim. One is the Isur Schar. You're just not allowed to do business. That doesn't apply here because only Hashem Derabonin. There's a different question. If I sell something to a guy who might sell it to a Yid, the Yid will think it's kosher and eat it, and I know that it's trade.
You're healthy because you bought it from the other Yid?
No, not because you bought it from the Yid.
Why would you? Why is it any sale for him? Selling it past Israel?
No, because you might have bought bread from a guy. Because Pasakum is mother. I happen to know that. I know that this bread is also. I know it's real Pasakum. It's not Pasakum. So I would sell it to the guy, thinking, what am I going to do with this stuff? So I imagine if in one of our bakeries, by mistake, they made the food was Pasakum. It wasn't past power, yeah, it was. It would be real past power. So what would they do? They have 100 loaves of bread. So they say, you can't sell it to a guy, he might sell it to a Yid. And nowadays, it wouldn't happen, because we wouldn't buy bread from a guy. You wouldn't walk into Tony's bakery. But in those days, you would. So you're not allowed to do it, because... So that's an Isser... It's an Isser Drabonin. It's an Isser... That's just an Isser Drabonin. There's another case. The Ramah says in Kof Lamed Aleph, the Ramah says that, what happens if you had Stam Yang got mixed into another liquid? And it wasn't bottled, so it's awesome. You're not allowed to eat it. The Rama says you're not allowed to sell it to a guy for the same reason. If you sell it to the guy, he'll sell it to a Yid. The Yid will think it's just a plain old drink. It's apple juice, let's say. He'll think that it's a plain drink. He said you won't be allowed to eat it, and he'll be over and eat the food. So the Shach says, you see that even by Yisur and Darabonin, and by Pasakim, it's even an Yisur Darabonin, She'enu Ikim and Atari, it's a really low level Yisur Darabonin, we still are chashish for this thing. Don't sell trade things to people because the guy might be sold to a Yid, even though the issue is very small, and even though the regular rules of Safak Darabonin, the Kula, Svek Seker would have told us you could be Mekel.
So,
go to the Takola. So, the Shach says, so what's the Ramah say? The Ramah said in, by Trefa, if there are those who hold its mutter, you're allowed to sell it. So what's going on? So the Shach says, really the din is, there's a chashash takol in every case. Even if it's an Issa Drabonon, even if there's a Svek Seker, you have to Chazal chose to be Machmir for the chashash takol anyhow. But, in a case where there are many Tzadim Lahakum, okay, which he says in Safak Jusa, I don't know enough about it, by Safak Jusa there's many Tzadim to be Mekel, that's one thing, or in a case where Min Hadin, the Ikar Hadin is that it's really Mutter, and you're just being Machmir, not that it's a machloikas apoiskim. Some say yes, some say no. Really, the din is that it's mutter, and you're just choosing to be machmir. In those cases, that's when the Ramah meant that you don't have to be choshev for takala. But in any case where there's a legitimate tzafik, and it's not obvious that it's mutter, or not many tzadim lahakol, then you're not allowed to sell. Okay, so what's shot? What's wrong? What was wrong with the shach thought originally? The shach seemed to have been right. We should say svek seka, we should say tzafik drabonin l'kula. What was wrong with that? Okay, so the Prima Gadol there and here and in a few places says the same thing. And he seems to be trying to answer this question, because what he says is not what the Shach says. So he seems to be trying to answer this question. What was wrong with Safak Darabonin L'Kula? What was wrong with Svek Seker? The Prima Gadol says that when you sell the food to a guy, what you're doing is you're creating a Svek Seker. And it's also to put yourself into a situation where something is mutter because of Svek Seker. If you have a Svek Seker, it happened, you have the thing and it's a Svek Seker, that's okay. It's mutter. But to say, I have a loaf of bread now, the loaf of bread is treif, and I'm going to sell it to the guy because then it will be a Svek Seker. Maybe he'll sell it to a Yid, and I'm sorry, then it's off the drop on the cooler. But these kind of things, when you put yourself into that situation, he says that you're not allowed to do. That's a Prima Gadol
situation.
We're gonna not talk about that now. Okay, what the rule for that is. No, Kenzai, it may be an halacha test, maybe not for your dollar, maybe never. We make this, that's quite a deal. Why can't you make a sex take and be that? What's wrong with this? What's wrong with putting yourself into a situation where it's mutter? Okay, we'll talk about that when we get to it. Okay, but it seems like so now we have to just finish the words of the Prima Gadol. The Prima Gadol doesn't end the sentence, but we're going to end the sentence for him. Okay, Prima Gadol said, you're not allowed to create a Svek Seker. You're not allowed to get yourself into that kind of a situation. Except, what did the Shach say? Except, if the thing is really mutter, or if there are really many Tzadim Lahakol, then you're allowed to put yourself in that situation. Okay, that would be the end of the Prima Gadol. He doesn't say that, but that's what he means. When the Shach has machmir is in the regular cases, but in the case where there's really mutter, or it's a bunch of stod mokal, you can make. Okay. Now, back to where we were. Okay, so now we talked about these rules from the Shach, that when the Yechosh Shvat HaKol, okay, so I have a bunch of situations here, scenarios now, for you to dine on now that you've heard the shach. A company, a guy owns a company, and by mistake, they made food that was treif, and they labeled it as kosher. Okay, or it was milchuk, and they labeled it as parf. Okay? Are you allowed to let this company take this product and go sell it in South Dakota? Okay, there aren't many Jews in South Dakota. So should he say, you know what, send it to South Dakota, and in South Dakota, aside from their owners, send it to South Dakota, and in South Dakota, chances are no Yid's going to come to buy it anyhow. Who's going to buy it anyhow?
I got to tell you, I found one of the Americans up in Pennsylvania, no Jews there. So he once went to one of these, like, dollar store, you know, or sellouts, and he sees a hinge of random pretzels there. He says, funny, cases and cases for 50 cents. So he called them up, he says, what happened? He says, they told him, it said Pas Yisrael. The Mashgiach didn't get there on time, they produced it. So they were supposed to destroy it. But the end of it, they said, we're just going to sell it out in Yehovitzville, and no one's going to see it.
Yeah, no, it's not kind of interesting.
Okay, so now, but let's think, so you're saying is, but wait a second, Yaki, wait a second. So let's think about this a second. We should say is, if I'm selling it in South Dakota, it's only a small Suffolk that a Yid's going to buy it. So I should say, let's say it's only Sidur Rabbanan. It's only Sidur Rabbanan. Maybe I should sell it. So the Shach said, you can't do that. You can't put yourself into a situation where you're creating this Suffolk Rabbanan because of the Chashash Takola. Well, wait, but the other side is that the Supreme Court said, you're only not allowed to do that because you're not allowed to create it L'chatchila. So is that L'chatchila? Your case was a Hamish company. It's a Goyish company. The guy's got it. The guy has the stuff. So it's saying to throw in the garbage. Is that... Doing it
I'm not doing anything.
The guy says, okay, I have all these cases. What am I supposed to do with this stuff?
It has the CRC on it?
Yeah. It has Ashkoch on it, yes.
I'm not the one that owns it, selling it to me. That's the issue for me to sell it to a guy,
Maybe a turkey. That's one question. Good question. It's a question. I don't know the answer. Okay, what happens another thing? I go to the store and I buy something, and it has a kosher symbol on it. And I call up and I find out it's a mistake. It's not supposed to have that symbol on it. Can I take it back to the store? Or is that a takola? Because what are they going to do with it? They're going to sell it to the next year. They're going to sell it to, it's a suffix. They may or may not sell it to a year. They may sell it to a guy, they may sell it to a year. If they sell it to a year, the year's going to think it's kosher. So if I give it back to him, is that making a svekseker? Or am I going to make a svekseker? I got brought upon by mistake. Maybe that's not making a svekseker. Maybe that's not making a svekseker because I got it by mistake. I end the suck with it. Okay.
Why is it creating a svekseker?
Well, in other words, here's not svekseker, here's creating a suffix of Aram Lekula. Okay, the shop put these cases together.
This label thing is what? Trade.
The trade.
So why is this not...
In that case, you're right. If we vada usher, then it would be a problem. Let's say it would be usher midrabanan. Okay, you're right. No. In the case where it's vada usher, then I'm not making a svekseker. It's a suffix derisor.
It's a
Suffolk answer. Suffolk answer, so then it's Suffolk you can sell to a year, then Suffolk will toss in the first place.
You said even by speaking to Rabban, how far did the Rabban make it? How much
so the Shach said, by Chashash Takol, they said, you're not allowed to put yourself, am I putting myself in the situation, or is it just that I got stuck with it?
Somebody else to put it in.
Right, okay, next. We talked about if there's an Isser Schoira to sell infested vegetables. Okay, we talked about there is or is not Isser Schoira. Forget it, now put that aside. But there's Isser Schoira. Case of
I sell something, and I can take it back and what's that? What is a loss for me?
And the case of the Ramal, have a Suffolk Jew. So I have an animal. I own a $500 animal, and it just, something happened to it, became a Suffolk trade for now. I don't have a loss. If I don't have to, I have loaves of bread. I make 20 loaves of bread. What am I going to do? They can go in the garbage. I mean, every case is always when we say it's trade, and I want to sell it to the guy, is to recover what I lost my money.
Why don't you have a problem with Baltashus mineralization?
Bal-tashos.
I can have somebody else eat it.
Okay. Bal-tashos is when you can't take care of it.
For your mother?
Okay, next. What happens? We talked about it's a schoira to sell infested vegetables. Okay. Now put the issus schoira on the side. What about the chashash takola? Let's say I open up a fruit store and I'm not going to sell celery. I'm going to sell broccoli. But what happens if a yid walks in who's not going to check his vegetables? Am I being machshut that person by putting out vegetables that maybe he'll wash, maybe he won't wash them.
It's a whole different shayla.
What's the difference? It's a darbanon. The food is chasim darbanon. A yid might buy it, a yid might not buy it. Even the yid buys it, might wash it or might not. No, but it's hakala. Might he go ahead and...
You're a Jewish store owner.
Yes.
It's a
whole separate
shayla. It's a whole separate
shayla. What's different?
Why? It's a shayla. You can ask a restaurant guy, people, the Jews come in when they don't make profits.
No, the shach said. The Ramah said, if it's a suffix, you're allowed to do it. The shach said he didn't really mean that. You're not allowed to put someone through a situation of a suffix or a makula. When I lay out my table full of lettuce, a yid might buy it or a guy might buy it. If a yid buys it, he might wash it, he might not wash it. So, from the simple reading of the Ramah, our own idea of what the rules might be, is we would have said this, suffix or a makula, you're allowed to do it. It's only us with the Rabbanon in the first place. Wait a second. It's only us with the Rabbanon. But the shach says, no, you're not allowed to put yourself in that situation where you're leading the person to be over an issur Rabbanon. So, is that what's going on here? People might not be careful. You think it's different? Okay.
So then how do you allow a Hungarian would be able to sell broccoli?
That's the question. Well, that's the question. So maybe a sign takes the chashtakol, the Ramah said. If everybody knows about it, or it's obvious.
Everybody knows that broccoli's a problem.
Well, if you put a sign there, maybe that's enough.
It's okay. This is something to a guy. It's a special issur of something to a guy. No, that's... A Jew doing business with something, because the Jews that buy it are not doing the right things, they're not making profits.
That's what you mean. You see, maybe it's different. No. Maybe it's different if I sold to a guy where it's just, the yid is going to be totally misled. Okay, he won't know what he's getting at all. But if I'm selling it to the yid, it's sort of, you sell to a yid, he has to understand, you know, it's a matter of like, lifnei iver, you know what I mean? And those kind of
things.
So
you're
saying if it's not lifnei iver, then okay, maybe you're right. Maybe this is not part of the child. Okay, another case. The Pisrei Tshuva in Siman Samach Tes says that if a food is going to be mutter b'dieved, then there's no chashash takala. Okay, food is mutter b'dieved, there's no chashash takala. Because even if the person eats it, no problem, it'll be mutter b'dieved anyhow. What's he talking about? He's talking about liver that wasn't broiled for 3 days. Okay. The din is that if you don't broil meat, I'm sorry, negev does, he's talking about meat. If you don't broil meat for 3 days, if you don't salt meat for 3 days, the din is the only way you can kasher it is by broiling. You can't salt it anymore. After you broil it, you're not allowed to cook that meat anymore. Okay, that's the, you're not allowed to cook it. After you broil it, you're not allowed to cook it.
Livers
or something. No, just a piece of chicken. Okay, you didn't cash it for 3 days. You can only broil it. After you boil it, you're not allowed to cook it. But the evidence, if you cooked it, it's kosher. That's the thing. So Zok, the Pisrei Tshuva, he brings, I think it's Chamud Daniel, the Pisrei Tshuva says that if you held it for more than 3 days, you're allowed to, it's okay. But the evidence, after the person broils it, he's talking about liver, so the person's going to broil it. You know he's going to broil it. Even though it's a possibility he's going to cook it later on. Either he might cook it later on, you're allowed to sell it because b'dieved, it's going to be mutter. Mm-hmm. B'dieved, what will happen if he broils it and then cooks it? B'dieved, it's mutter. So the chashash takol is only when the person, if he does it, will really bear v'nisser. Here, if the person really does it, it's going to be mutter b'dieved, then it's okay. Okay? That's sort of like what the shach said, is that if min hadin it's mutter, and you're just b'mach, you're not. It's sort of the same thing. Okay, so... Rav Schwartz said, if you go into Hungarian, I shouldn't single them out, you go into one of our stores, and you buy livers, okay, it doesn't say on that sign whether the liver was broiled within 3 days or after 3 days. Mm-hmm. It doesn't say. Sometimes those livers were broiled after 3 days. Sometimes they sell raw livers that you broil at home, and those are for sure haven't been done in 3 days.
Right.
So there's no sign that tells you if it's done in 3 days or not. And the truth is, no one has a clue. It's not come out impossible for anyone there in the store. No one really is keeping track of it and knows of it. So you walk in and buy the livers. So we said, Rabbi Schwartz, should we put up a sign that says these livers are more than 3 days old, or less than 3 days old? They were shechted on Tuesday. Should we put in something that lets people know what's going on? I said no. So there's two reasons why. One is because but the evidence is going to be mutter. So the Pisrei Tshuva in that kind of case, you don't have to worry about the takola. Okay. Now it's not exactly the same case because. In this case, we're not telling the people the information. In the case of the Pisrei Tshuva, the people who were taking care of it knew that it hadn't been done in 3 days. They might forget and do this and that. He says, don't be choshes for that. Okay, our case is a little different because in our case, the person who's buying it mamish has not a clue. There isn't anybody out there who knows what's going on. It's a little bit different than that case. But it's a very short sentence, and if you go in the store, you'll see that it's not there. Okay, you could argue. You could say, how could we not, at least in the case of the Pisrei Tshuva, the guy who did it knew what he was doing. He might forget. He'll say, okay, don't be so worried about your forgetting because it'll be mutter b'dieved. Okay, one last case. That was for Yanki. One last case for David. That the Ramah says that the din is you're allowed to keep truma t'mei in your house. Truma t'mei you're not allowed to eat, but you are allowed to have hana from it. The Ramah says that you're allowed to keep it in your house. Okay, don't be choshev with takala. Now, the Tazan shall say, the Gemara says you're not allowed to. The Gemara says that it's aser. They say it's okay. That was in those days when people ate truma. They ate truma, so then you're choshev, if it's tame and it's in your house, you might eat it just like you eat other truma. But nowadays, that we don't eat truma even that's tar, even if we're tarring it, so we don't eat it anyhow. So, mamela, you don't have to worry about it. No one's going to eat it. So it's no problem keeping it around your house. Okay, and in fact, there's no problem. No chash takol because you're not going to eat it.
And that's not chash takol, but if you do eat it, then it's a problem, right?
Yeah, of course it does. Yeah,
that's different than the case.
It's a different case. It's a different case. And so, in fact, David did that. Both Davids. Two of the Davids did it. When David had to be mafresh, a company bought 25,000 pounds of tevel pumpkin seed. Again, David did the hafrasha.
Was that a varei tevel?
As far as we know.
Is it varei?
Depends which W you ask. And we tear the makhash about 250 pounds worth of pumpkin seeds. Nice. Okay, so those 250 pounds, according to the Din HaGemara, we weren't allowed to keep in our house. You had to get rid of it right away because of a chashash shalom, someone might eat it. The Rama says, but that nowadays that no one eats truma anyhow, so you're allowed to keep it around until you have a chance to burn it. So David burnt it, and now they're in. These are truma. These ones that we mafia just true. And now they're in Moshe Kushner's garage, and Kate Moshe is going to be burning them.
Well, the
Chazanish says that if you can't burn it, then there is a takola, and you should bury it. That's right. Who didn't really have to burn it.
The most will get a price.
Right. That's right. So Camp Moshe is going to try to burn it.
If they can't
burn it, then they're going to bury it with the Seamus. Seamus on August 3rd. So if they can't burn it, then they're going to bury it.
Okay.